2SER's Radiothon is on now. Make a donation or become a subscriber at 2SER.com today and go into the draw for amazing prizes, score a subscriber pack, and be part of the 2SER family. 2SER only exists because of you.
To SER 107.3 FM. My name is Eddie Yutt. Welcome to the Radiothon 2022. We are family. We are here live in the 2SER studios in Broadway.
And I've got a squeaky chair.
We've already got technical difficulties.
Yep, squeaky chair.
I'm joined.
And I fidget.
Is he?
I fidget when I'm nervous.
We're fidgeting. It's going to get way smoother from here on in. Look, I've got to introduce you first. My good friend, Peter Black, Peter Blacky Black from the Hard-Ons, good friend of 2SER, I should say, absolutely, is joining
Very
us
so.
On the radio tonight, and he's going to help us pick some songs. He's going to pick all the songs. I'm leaving it all up to you, mate.
Mate, 2 hours of me bumbling along, but hopefully you'll hear lots of shit-hot Aussie tunes from today and yesterday.
Are we going to go exclusively Aussie?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, yeah, totally.
I didn't realise that we were going to do that, which is excellent. I mean, of course, 2SER plays a lot of Australian music.
Sorry to spring that on you at the very last minute, but that's exactly what I'm like.
No, I think that's going to work.
Unplanned. I did say bumbling, didn't I? 2 hours of it, mate. Let's see.
Definitely said that. I'm assuming we're actually broadcasting on air. Nobody's run in to turn off any of the buttons or anything, so I think that's a good sign.
Can someone wave if you can hear us? if you can hear us, ring in.
You don't want to be even better. That's it. If you can hear us, ring in and subscribe. 9514 9500. We've got Max on the phones. We've got some other folks out there as well, but Max is just dying to take your call. 9514 9500 to become a 2SER subscriber, and to I reckon we could also do a AMA for Blackie, ask him anything. Will you be fielding questions from our listeners?
Sure. I can't guarantee an answer, but I can always listen to questions.
Excellent. I reckon we're going to just... I think the best thing for us to do is play some music at this point.
Yeah, let's play shitloads. The less I talk, the better.
That's how I'm feeling about myself too. So I say that now, but halfway through I'll be in love with the sound of both of our voices though. So yes, it is Radiothon. We are trying to raise money. We want to get as many subscribers on board. The way I met Blackie is he was a 2SER subscriber for years, and he came into the station one day, and I was so stoked to see him, you know, turning it, not only just supporting the station, turning up, having a chat, checking out the place. Amazing stuff. So if you want to be like Blackie, 9514 9500 2SER.com.
Senior citizen with thinning hair. Okay, good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, what are we going to hear? What do we got here off the bat here?
I'm going to start off with one of my tracks. And this came out in 2016 when I did my Song A Day project, where I recorded and released a song every single day of that year. And this is one of the tracks from December. So it was near the end. I was getting something.
Yeah, were you getting
exhausted? Maybe.
Yeah. Do they mellow out towards the end of the year? I've got so many questions to ask you about this. I'll get boring if I get too deep into it. But I absolutely love this project, and I think it's amazing that you did it.
Oh, awesome! Super appreciate it. Well, this track, I am actually quite proud of it. It was my second attempt at being disco-y.
Excellent. Well, the 2SER is the right place for disco as well. What was your first attempt?
A song called Cherry Light, which was 1st of December.
Ah.
And then a week later, I thought, that worked. I'm going to give it another go.
Let's do some more disco.
And then came up with this.
Awesome. All right, well, you've got the play control. You hit it whenever you're ready. 2SER 107.3 FM.
Ready, set, go. Yeah.
2SER 107.3 FM. You are listening to the Family Reunion specials for our Radiothon 2022. We're asking you to subscribe to 2SER. Please give us a call right now, 9514 9500. Max is on hand to take your calls, 9514 9500. Get all the benefits of being a 2SER subscriber. You can also hit us up on 2SER.com if you're shy about talking on the phone. Two guys that are shy about talking on the radio are me and my guest, Peter Black from The Hard-Ons and related projects. How are you, Plucky?
I'm good, man. I'm heaps shy. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Well, yeah, I'm feeling a bit too, but you know, we're getting through there, I think. But we're not shy about playing music, and I'm not shy about asking any questions about this stuff. So we were just listening to a track called Shivery and Shaky, which was from the Peter Black Song A Day project that lasted for a year. One song a day for an entire year.
And a leap year, so I had to do an extra track.
Extra song. I bet you didn't think of that when you're going into it. It's like, oh, God. So, like, I've been fascinated about this. I was just telling you in the while we had the song on that, yes, I was actually working nearby Troy Horse, which is where you recorded a whole bunch of it. Troy Horse Studios, RIP, over in Alexandria there.
Yeah.
A fantastic place.
Yeah, was it was a home to at least a trillion bands.
Yeah, and just like, and good people there. It was a little, it was almost a drop-in center for, like, you know, you could always just go in there and like make some noodles and have a chat to the guys and the awesome people that work there all the time. I absolutely love being part of that, and especially like when I moved to Sydney, having a place like that to kind of, you know, meet a few people and stuff was amazing. I heard incredible bands practicing. I heard the Hoodoo Gurus one day practice. I just sat outside the door and listened to them play.
And you can also, because the rooms were airtight, you can also smell a lot of incredible bands rehearsing, especially when it was your turn to go up.
To go after them, absolutely, yeah. Gross stuff. So tell us, well, what inspired you, for starters, to record a song, write and record a song a day for a year? So that's 366 songs. That's a very big, ambitious project to undertake.
I guess it was kind of me wanting to fulfill... Look, someone asked me once, if you could have the most perfect job, what would it be? And, you know, for me, it's always like, well, I'd love to play music full time. You know, even be like one of those guys in the old Brill Building, you know, where you just come into work, have a cup of coffee and start writing songs.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm just going to make up that job for myself. So yeah. With, you know, the platforms you can get these days, like Bandcamp and stuff. So I just started doing it and, yeah, then, I don't know.
So you collab
for it.
Yeah, you sure went for it, all right. I remember, yeah, it was probably about 3 months in and I read into it was Jay Wally was helping record a bunch of it.
Yeah.
From Friends of Rom. And I remember running into Jay at one point and just being like, oh yeah, and he was the one, I didn't actually know you then, and he'd sort of explained the project to me and I was like, oh my God. And he was sort of saying at that point that it was like, you were, you know, the thing that really struck me from that conversation I had was that he was, that you were taking it like, you weren't just kind of churning out songs. Like these were songs you demoed, written, you'd had arrangements for them, you had, you know, extra instruments, you had other people playing on them. Like this was a huge undertaking. It wasn't just like cranking out a bunch of songs in your bedroom over a year.
They did start in my bedroom.
Yeah,
but yeah, look, I'll tell you, like four people super helped. Like the drummer for almost all the tracks was a guy called Joel Ellis.
Yeah.
Who, you know, still to this day, still do music with him. And he was Nunchuckers drummer for over a decade, I think for 20 years.
Awesome.
And Jason, as you say, who recorded, you know, 99.9% of it.
Wow.
And Chris Townend.
Oh, wow.
Who mixed it all. So we would send all the stuff to his studio in Tassie.
Oh, wow.
He would mix and master.
Far out. I didn't know Chris did that.
And then also another friend of mine, Mike Foster, who an expat who lives in France now.
Right.
And he did all the tech stuff, like helping me, you know.
Get it all up there and out. Yeah, so, wow.
Oh, yeah, without those four guys, I wouldn't have been able to do it. And I know because it was so full on. They were all like, yeah, I'm into it. Then, you know, a month later, it's like, God, how much longer do we have to go?
It's like 11 more months. Yeah. It's great. It must be how do you kind of reflect on that sort of project? Like, do you look back on it as a fun time, or was it
I never look back.
No, well, that's
beautiful. I'm looking towards tomorrow.
Excellent. That's a good. Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure you're not being facetious in that you, that was, I think you did that about 5 years ago, was that project?
It was 2016.
Yeah, so, yeah, 5, 6 years ago. And you've had, how many releases have you had since then? It's not like you've sat on your laurels after you got that out of your system.
Yeah, I think the first thing when I finished, the very next day rang, can we bloody go back on tour now? It's like, of course we can.
Oh, wow. So did you actually take it? Oh, yeah, you didn't tour that whole year that you did
it? No, I did. And Nunchaku even managed to sneak into Japan. And that was hard because, man, I'll never say no to touring Japan. And, you know, God, I just love that country. So I had to, like, really put in some extra hours and have a few songs.
Right, you had to get them up in, yeah,
yeah,
ready to go.
I sent them to Mike, and I go, look, I'm going to be away for 6 days. You've got to do this for me. He goes, yeah, it's all under control.
Oh, that's unreal.
I got to Japan, and then touring, traveling on, you know, speed bullet trains and stuff, that was relaxing compared to this.
Compared to cranking out all these songs. That's amazing. Speaking of some of your newer material, we are doing the Radiothon drive here, as I will try to remember to regress to at some certain points in our conversation. So if you ring up and subscribe, 95149500, 95149500, anyone who subscribes during the course of the show today can get one of these. What we'll do, I reckon, is we'll get all the subscribers that come through during the show, and then Peter's brought in some material, some merchandise to give away to people. So we'll draw it out, and you know, anyone that rings up and says they're subscribing for Blackie will go into the draw, which we will announce at the end of the show. So you'll know, there won't be any suspense. A copy of, is this a vinyl copy?
Yeah.
A vinyl copy of the album, This Is the Hand That Is Dealt. Did I say that right? No.
If This Is the Hand That I'm Dealt, if,
record one, two,
I'm going to cheat as much as I can.
Excellent.
And an XL t-shirt.
So, yes, you can also...
Since that's the only size I got left.
Yeah, so if you're an XL, you might be in with a pretty good chance of that if everyone else is a medium. So if you call up now, 9514-9500, and subscribe, you have a very good chance of also, as well as getting all our other prizes and all our benefits, of also walking away happy from this broadcast with one of your very own releases from Peter Black. Okay, so I definitely did most of the talking there, but that's all right. The stuff you said was very interesting, and I'm sure we didn't lose anyone. What song are we going to play now?
I know, let's just go for it. Let's see what I brought along. Let's start off with the Rocks.
Awesome.
One of my favorite bands from 77, 78. This song's called Migraine Headache.
Beautiful. Ready to go when you are.
It's on.
Set me free.
All right, we're back
that was
on.
A good start and a good end.
That song was way too short for what I was expecting. But yeah, we got there. So that was The Rocks with Migraine Headache. Is that yeah. right? Tell us about that.
Oh, man, they're one of those bands from... Look, I love all Aussie punk rock. And I kind of found this a little bit weird that Australia is a little bit not so awesome in appreciating some of their artists. And being a little kid and discovering, you know, punk rock basically through the Pistols, you know, seeing them on TV and just being enthralled by it, that it took me ages to find out that, yeah, we had this mad scene in Australia of, you know, killer stuff from the same time. And I'm not just talking about the Saints and Birdman and
sure, yeah.
you know, X and Birthday Party and stuff. But I also find it really weird that, yeah, you know, I would go crazy buying all this shit. And, man, I bought Cramps records before I bought the Saints album. And
yeah.
that's kind of wrong.
It's funny. I mean, still to this day, we don't really respect, I mean, even a lot of the stuff that's still coming out now, right? It really finds it really hard to find an audience. But yeah, we don't look at our history in any with any kind of reverence that we absolutely yeah. should be doing.
I know, like, you know, I go overseas and people are like, oh, tell me everything about Radio Birdman, you know, but no one ever does it here.
Yeah.
You know, it's... It is what it is.
It is. It's interesting, but it's great that you've got the chance to. I'm grateful that you've had the chance to come in and play some more of these songs. Maybe you should consider doing a full time punk rock Australian punk rock show on 2SER.
Yeah, if you guys would.
Let's consider this. Let's
a little bit speechless. Well, shall we continue then?
Yeah, let's.
How
let's,
about doing this? This
let's
is
call this
beauty.
The pilot.
This is one of the first bands I saw live, and these guys took my head off. This is X with Home Is Where the Floor Is. Are we ready?
Yep.
We'll be right back. Hey, it's Beth Tracy here, host of Thursday Drive, and I'm here to remind you to please subscribe to 2SER this October by visiting 2SER.com. Let's keep independent media strong in Sydney.
Sorry.
Checking, testing, testing.
I'm getting the hang of this thing. It's like driving a spaceship, but I'm getting there.
Man, I'm not. Anyway, while those glorious songs were playing, Glenn from Lilyfield subscribed. Good on you, buddy.
Glenn, what a legend.
Fantastic. So you go into the draw to win.
Yeah, to win those albums.
Some
and
stuff.
And I wonder if Glenn's an XL. Maybe I'll get him to call back and see if he's an XL.
Glenn, call back and see if you're XL. Even if you're not, you can always cut the sleeves off and
right.
Make it into a pillowcase.
And also, Joe from Alexandria. Thanks very much.
Joe.
To subscribing, Joe from Alexandria. So,
how are you?
If you want to subscribe and not only win the favour of 2SER, but also Peter Black, who is right here in the studio live now, you can give us a call on 9514 9500, or you can jump online at 2SER.com and you can subscribe to 2SER and become a subscriber and help us keep doing what we're doing, such as providing this amazing education of early Australian punk rock from one of the great teachers here, not me, obviously. And also, you can help us just keep doing all the great stuff we do. And you can get, you know, you can go in the draw for prizes. Like, how good's community radio? I don't know how much more I can say about how much I love it.
Man, I never changed the dial of my car stereo.
Oh, it's just the best. 9514 9500. I wanted to talk to you a little bit. So you just played a track by The Scientists.
Yes, I did.
Tell us about The Scientists. What do The Scientists mean to you?
Kind of everything.
It's a big question, isn't it? Yeah, a big answer too.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, like by the time we were old enough, like, okay, look, as I was telling you before, X were one of the first bands I got to see live, and it was one of those gigs I'll never forget because it was at that infamous show at Alpha House.
Yeah, right.
Where it was overrun by skinheads and it was just, there was brutal violence. At the same time, there was brutal volume for X, who seemed to play regardless of what was going on around them. And I don't know, we were little school kids hiding up the back, and I think we were left alone because we were literally
they were like
so small that we were probably invisible. But, you know, that gig left an impression on me in about 2,000 different ways.
Were you already playing music by that stage? Or?
I already am.
Yeah.
In our garages.
Yes, of course.
And X were like, I don't think there's ever been a band like X.
Yeah, well.
You know, you get so many bands. And I use this like a lot, like this description a lot. Like the Australian bands, they didn't really call themselves punk rock. Like, you know, Birdman, Saints, X, you know, all of them, they just, I don't know, they just went out there and did it. Whereas bands like, and you know, and I'm not saying anything about, like, you know, each of their own.
Yes,
you know,
sure.
You look at a band like Clash and they were obviously dressed by Tommy Hilfiger and Finger.
Yes, yeah.
You know, the Pistols, you know, they were dressed by...
Yeah, a literal fashion icon. Yeah.
Was it Pierre Cardin?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, ferocious music as well and incredible. But, you know, man, the Australian bands, they just look like they... I don't know, finished work and strapped on their guitars. And
it was no doubt what they were doing, right? Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah.
But yeah, incredibly savage music. Like, I think the Australian stuff was next level savage.
Yeah.
Compared to a lot of the overseas stuff. So yeah, when we first started diving into it, and what was really like awesome for me and Ray was we brought this book called Inner City Sounds by Clinton Walker.
Oh yeah.
And devoured every page and every record that was on there. We had to track it down.
Yeah. Wow. And is this what led you to The Scientists?
Scientists came a little bit after. By the time, you know, we left school and, you know, could go to gigs, you know, regularly, Scientists were in full swing.
Oh,
so we
yeah,
would see
right.
them pretty much every second weekend. And man, that was enthralling.
Yeah, right.
Like enthralling. And even when they broke up, you know, Kim Salmon and the Surrealists was, you know, the same. Just...
So where were they playing? Like what was happening? What sort of year was this? Where were the venues?
Would have been like 82, 83, wow. 84, 85, I guess.
It's crazy to think it's...
Even places don't exist anymore. Like I remember for some reason, Scientists played a lot at Mossman Hotel.
Wow. Yeah, which is not a place you would associate with punk rock or any kind of rock these days, I'm sure, right?
No, but yeah, there was, you know, massive mad shows there. I can't even remember half the venues because they just don't exist anymore. But yeah, they were always playing and it was incredible.
It seems like that it was a sort of different city for playing music too back then, like as in, you know, it was happening in all sorts of different areas around the very wider, greater part of Sydney, that rather than being sort of, you know, isolated or in these, you know, areas that it is these days, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. Trade Union Club as well, you know, they played a lot there. You know, you see Lubricated Goat there. Oh, man, everyone.
Yeah, awesome.
Died Pretty. I saw the Saints there, like one of their first gigs when Chris Bailey came back to Australia. It was pretty crazy times.
It must have been great. And was this, were you guys already playing by this stage or?
We didn't start playing. I had to wait till I turned 18, yeah, which was right. In 84.
Yeah, right.
So I mean, I could sneak into pubs, but yeah, when it was, you know, to play shows, I had to wait till I was officially 18.
And were you the youngest in the band or? Yeah, right. So everyone's waiting for you. Oh, that's awesome. And so that started about 84. And I guess you would already have, you know, you had an idea of what you guys wanted to do, right? And you were already sort of checking out all this stuff that was, it was obviously a pretty exciting time. There was a lot of good stuff going on and happening.
Yeah, massively. And I think we were lucky, like the record shops are really unreal as well. And, you know, we befriended those guys there and they would put us onto a lot of really good stuff. Like even before we played our first gig, we weren't just enthralled by, you know, the Australian punk rock. We were also really into Australian garage from the 60s. Like discovering that,
yeah,
in
sure.
Particularly Glenn A. Baker's phenomenal comp called Ugly Things.
Oh, right.
Like that was a life-changing record. And the stuff that was on that, which you shall hear in the coming hour.
Excellent.
Was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, see, I don't even know that much. I mean, I've definitely dabbled my, you know, toes into a lot of Australian garage and stuff over the, and there's, you know, I've got friends who are really into it and they sort of pick out some of the stuff. But it's even that stuff is so hard to kind of find even today, right? And it's really hard to get your head around. And
I think it's a little bit like, look, when you discover 60s punk rock, you're a different person.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like there's before and after.
Yeah, well, this is I reckon I'm well on my way to my discovery and I'm going to blame it all on you. Well, we were going to play, I feel like we're transitioning. Well, what do you want to play?
Should we
go on to one we were just talking about or should we do what you were going
to do? Okay, one of my favorite songs from the Aussie 60s period is The Black Diamonds with I Want, Need, Love You.
Awesome.
Here we go.
said, you keep me up. I said, you keep me up.
Satisfied.
You keep me up. Satisfied.
You keep me up. Satisfied. Satisfied.
Back on air. That was Eloy's with By My Side. How savage was that?
That was a savage number. So was that off that same compilation or is it just from the same? Wow.
Same compilation. Like every song's a winner.
Ugly Things.
Ugly Things. And I think all up there's 4 volumes.
Oh my God. Is it something, did it come out on CD and stuff? Is it something you can still get?
There is a volume on CD, which only one.
Yeah, and right.
It was a mishmash. It had a bunch from all the... But yeah, all of them.
I can't imagine that'd be very easy to get on vinyl anymore.
No, and that's on, as I said before, Glenn O'Baker and that phenomenal label of his.
Yeah, wow. Blown away by that. I should tell people that they are listening to 2SER 107.3 FM if they've just tuned in. My name is Eddie Yutz and I have a very special guest here for our 2SER Radiothon family reunions, chatting to Peter Black from the Hard-Ons, who's going through a bunch of his favourite tracks, telling us all about them, and we're going to hear a bit more of his stuff coming as well. But one of the other things we're doing is asking you to subscribe on 95149500 or 2SER.com, and we've got another subscriber.
Yeah, just like Neil from Leichhardt did. Thanks heaps, Neil.
Thanks, Neil. You are a legend. You are going in the draw for, as well as all the fantastic 2SER Radiothon prizes you're going in the draw for. You're also going in the draw, which we will announce at the end of the show, one of 2 Peter Black solo albums and...
An XL t-shirt.
And an XL t-shirt for the XL amongst us out there. We're not playing favourites, it's just that's what we're left. It's always funny, isn't it? Like that's what you're left with in the merch sizes, isn't it? There's always one that gets left over at the end.
Yeah, and it's funny. It's like I always, because raise the brains of the operation.
Yeah, right.
And I asked him, it's like, look, I've got to make some shirts. What sizes should I get? And he goes, this is what you got to do. And then, you know... Then I'm left with.
And he says, at 100 XLs, and then you got an XL. Yep. Okay, so we were, before we had, what was the second Ugly Things? There were 2 Ugly Things tracks in a row off
the comp. Second was Eloy's, a band called the Eloy's, and the song was called By My Side. And you might recognize that. Hard-Ons actually covered that back in the day.
Of course, yes. What did that cover? Did it come out on a release?
It came out on a flexi with a fanzine called The Living End, which was dedicated to garage stuff.
Yeah, wow.
So, well, yeah.
I wonder if there's any of them floating around out there anymore. I'm sure those flexis didn't last very long, unfortunately. So.
No, I've still got a couple.
Have you still got them? I wonder. I imagine that you would be the collector out of the band. And what was the one we had before that?
Black Diamonds.
Black Diamonds.
I want, I need, I love you.
That was awesome. I've just said that you are the collector in the band, but is that true? Like, do you have a massive record collection yourself from all these years? Does Ray as well?
I do, but I think my record collection pales in comparison to Ray's.
Right. Yeah, right. He's the one that's really spent the time digging. Or does he just hang on to them better?
Also, the fact that he works in a record shop, so he has a lot of...
Of course, he's got that.
He's got the in.
Yeah. He gets them before they even make it out onto the shelf. All right, so we're digging through the '60s, which I'm which we could probably just make a whole two-hour show out of, I'm sure. But there's plenty of other ground to cover.
Yeah, shall we go modern?
Yeah, I reckon so. You were going to play one before we went off on that.
Yeah, well, I'd love to play this song. This is a band I saw in Melbourne a couple of years ago who I haven't heard of, didn't know anything about them. As I was setting up, I was thinking to myself, and to myself, because what I was thinking wasn't very nice, that these guys haven't even brushed their teeth once in the last 10 years. But, man, they set up their gear and they played the most savage punk rock I've heard in ages. So although they looked unwashed, they were absolutely incredible. Called Tankerville.
Awesome.
I'm going to press it, this button soon. And the song is called Bible Bashers, Hitler's Youth.
On 2SER 107.3. Let's go.
We are a family.
Your family. We're a family.
Subscribe to 2SER now at 2SER.com and you can go into the draw for some incredible prizes.
Amazing.
Let's talk about the prizes.
Let's talk about these prizes.
We've got a mountain bike, Fender guitar, microphones, headphones, tickets to the Opera House, and so much more for you to nominate for when you subscribe at 2SER.com. 2SER Radiothon 2022. We are family.
Come on. Come on in. Your family's waiting in here. Come on. You gotta want it.
Man, short songs.
Yeah.
Hang on, let's fade that one off. Woo!
I know. Should I just press play on another one? Instead of bumbling around, let's just play
some music.
All
right, do another one. Yeah, do another one.
Here we go. Am I pressing play?
Yeah.
I'm pressing play. year. That was Hot Ness.
Not Hot Mess?
No. It used to be Hot Mess, but then I think the name was copyrighted by, I don't know, Steven Spielberg or someone. So they had to change it. But
tell us about Hot Ness.
Well, they're friends of ours. They played with us maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they're in their 50s.
Yep.
And the guitar player, Meg, and the bass player, Edie, picked up their instruments maybe 6 months ago and thought, you know what, we can barely play, but let's just start writing songs and playing shows.
Man.
And then they've just done a 5-track EP, which will come out sometime in the future.
That's fantastic. So, yeah, you were telling me while it was playing that this song's not actually even out yet.
No, yeah, I've got sent an exclusive.
That's nice. I hope you got their permission to play it. We're not breaking any kind of embargo.
I definitely got a...
got a thumbs up. No, that's an awesome tracker, and I can definitely hear. Yeah. I can hear some really interesting stuff going on there. Wow! And you said they've been playing around quite a bit.
Yeah, they're playing tomorrow. They're playing an Arvo show at Mosh Pit.
Awesome!
Actually.
Yes, which is down in.
Unfortunately, I'm going to miss since I have a self-defense seminar I have to go to.
Oh, that's so,
as you do.
As, yeah, well, me too, of course. But
I'll see you there.
Yeah. I'm presenting. No, that's fantastic, and I love. So, how did they? And so, friends of yours, and that's sort of how you got into their music, obviously. Did you encourage them to play instruments, or was
I
it just something
they?
Them. Yeah, right. They
you
just
know,
went,
they just decided. You know what? I don't care how old we are. I don't care how well we can play. I don't care about anything except doing it.
That's so beautiful.
That's just the way. And that's why, you know, doesn't matter what skill level you are, as proof of that track you just heard, you can make extremely compelling music.
Absolutely. And often, sometimes it's almost the inverse, right? Sometimes the lack of skill actually unlocks these other cool, interesting ideas that the more skilled musicians will just gloss over. And
yeah,
you get into the, you know.
Makes you go to different places to try and get stuff out.
I'm so into the idea of people not only not giving up rock and roll as they perceive themselves having to as they mature, but getting into rock and roll and just getting at that age is freaking amazing. So that's awesome. We're very excited to learn about Hot Ness. So can't wait to see them around the place. We did play a couple of tracks, didn't we? Oh, they were all amazing.
I think the last track before that was, man, I've lost count. Was it Tankerville? That 42nd song of
Bible bashing.
Unwashed, crazy, blistering punk rock.
That was so good. Yeah, that might have been, I had a feeling there was another one in the middle, but that might have been it. That was,
I don't know, maybe the next subscriber when they ring in.
Can tell us if we missed it. We forgot to back it out.
By the way, as I'm subscribing.
There you go. Do you want to do the shout out?
Okay, here we go. Of course, it's 107.3, you know, because you're actually, that's where you are
that's
now.
That's where you're listening to.
But the number to ring, 9514-9500, and become a subscriber.
Come to us.
Help keep phenomenal radio on air.
Absolutely. And if we get a lot of subscribers during this show, then they'll have to ask you back next year to do the same thing. Or, as I was saying, you know, maybe even sooner. We get more Blackie on the radio would be amazing thing, I reckon.
I live down a road.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's half of the checklist of becoming an announcer. It's like, can you walk here? Yes. I kid, of course. But while I've got you now, let's not, you know, get too far ahead of ourselves. What are we going to listen to right now?
I'm going to play, okay, another Sydney track. This is by Raising Ravens, which is Jessamine ex-Nitocris.
Oh, wow.
Player. Man, I love her stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I play with her solo. Her band plays with hard-ons and nunchucka constantly. She's been rocking forever. I mean, yeah, once again, I want to gush, so I'm just going to fall over myself, but instead I'll just press play. This is a track of her last record, or her first record, under this name.
Yep.
And it's called In My Room.
Awesome. You're listening to SCR 107.3 FM with Eddie Yutz and Blackie. Subscribe. We'll be right back. 2SER 107.3 FM. I'm just coming in to say hi while Blackie queues up the next track.
I'm ready to queue up the next track.
All right, let's do it.
We did well, didn't we, though?
Hang on, this is community radio at its finest. Sorry.
Was there some duck noises in the background? Here we go. Next track. This is called Black and Gold by Rivers of Snake.
Oh, my God.
Snakes of Rivers? Rivers, River of Snakes from Melbourne.
Perfect. Go. To SEI 107.3 FM.
Have you subscribed yet?
If you want to subscribe, you can do that by calling 9514 9500. Blackie, do you want to tell people how much it costs?
Or if you're terrible on the phone, like I am, or live to air, you can also log on to www. I almost couldn't say that. 2SER.com.
It's so easy on the website as well. That's right.
The prices. Oh, there they are.
Can you see them? And
do I turn my head. Am I doing that? You know, I'm turning. Getting I'm a bit off to the wall now.
See, that's all right. I think it's fine.
If you're a concession holder, it's $40. Standard is $80. Passionate is $160.
I'm a passionate guy. I like to do that one.
Yeah, I did passionate as well because I wanted a T-shirt. And what's Super Sub?
Well, Super Sub is you get a T-shirt, but you also get a tote bag.
A tote bag?
And you also get a stubby cooler. And, you feel better, maybe. It's if you can afford it, you know. We don't expect everyone to be Super Subs, of course, but some people have the disposable income to do it and are happy
they certainly do.
And are happy to support 2SER, and we wholeheartedly encourage that.
I wholeheartedly encourage it. I do it every year because, seriously, thanks to you guys, I've learned so much new music that's out there.
I started out up in 4ZZZ in Brisbane, the great Rabble Rouser community station up there when I was young. And, I haven't been able to do it every year, but I still I'm a current 4ZZZ subscriber as well. I still like to subscribe up there when I get the chance. And love the station up there. And it's just, it's been... it's amazing that it's still going, but it's just it's an institution of Brisbane, the same way that 2SER has become an institution of Sydney as well, you know. And
very much so.
We've got a lot of great community stations all around the country. We've got a lot of great community stations in Sydney. We're spoilt, really, as far as that goes. But they don't exist without the support of our listeners and stuff. So I'm just going to say the numbers one more time: 9514-9500 or 2SER.com. And if you call and subscribe between now and 8 p.m. when we'll be getting out of here, you will also go into the draw to win a couple of signed, I'm going to get you to sign them, how's that, signed Peter Black albums.
Okay, so I have to break the seal to
True, that's right, you got to, I reckon it's worth it, yeah, do it.
Don't get it and go,
it's secondhand.
What the heck? This is secondhand. Like, it's not.
It's not. It's got
it wasn't from Discogs.
Well, it's only going to be more expensive there. And there's also an XL t-shirt. So if you
slash pillowcase.
That's a good point. If you want that shirt, call up and subscribe 9514-9500. And at the end of the show, we'll be going through the list of all the lovely people who have subscribed or donated through the show, and they will be scoring themselves some extra booty courtesy of my very, very special guest, Peter Black from the Hard-Ons, Nunchucker Superfly, what other, the Peter
solo
Black
crap.
Solo experience, solo crap. I love that you say that's a very it's a very modest way to describe your several hundred song output from the last decade or so. But are we going to play something of yours yet, or did you want to? You wanted to play something else. We started with one of your tracks.
I always want to play something else.
Yeah, I know. I'll twist your arm to play some more of your stuff. But where are we going to go now?
I think what I would like to do now is
We did back announce River of Snakes, didn't we? Did you tell me something about River of Snakes? Rivers of Snake.
Featuring Raul Sanchez from Magic Dirt on guitar.
That's right. Yes, I don't know if you. I wasn't sure if you said that on air or just on the. Off mic before, but I thought that was worth mentioning because what an absolute king of playing the guitar.
Yeah, and they played with the Hard-Ons last time we were in Melbourne, and it was a top night out.
And this is the great thing about being in the Hard-Ons as well—you get to see all these great bands that you know are lucky enough to play with you.
Man, lately, yeah, it's been difficult to who are we going to get to play for? There's so many shit hot bands out there.
Because there's so many good ones, it's been hard to figure out who to get. Yeah, well,
it's a good time at the moment.
That's awesome to hear. Because there is a lot of, everybody's still recovering from, the damage that's been done with the, how difficult it was to tour.
Pestilence.
The pestilence. You guys had to reschedule that tour a bunch of times that you did for the last album.
Only once.
Only so that's once. Good.
We were lucky in it. It got rescheduled quite smoothly. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, but there's been a lot of that. But it's awesome to hear. And you're not the only person that said this. It's awesome to hear that there is really good stuff happening and that, people are really getting, people are really getting out there again and stuff.
Yeah, and I think people also have learned to appreciate a little bit more like I know, you could get to a stage where it's like, I see bands all the time, I'm over it. I want to do something else, Might want to play PlayStation or, might want a TV dinner.
Yeah.
But while the pandemic was on and you were stuck inside, you realised how much you missed going absolutely. To see live music. So
yeah, people are taking it for granted a little less, hopefully, yeah. and will continue to do so, you would hope. I think it's, definitely not something anyone's going to forget in a hurry, I don't reckon, with how it all went down. So you've got some other, you want to play some other tracks from bands that you guys have been playing with?
Yeah, how is that the way we're going to go? Again?
Yeah, oh, cool.
A little bit back in time.
Brilliant.
With, when the Hard-Ons first started, we were on the wonderful label, well, the very first label was Vinyl Records, who have only just kicked off again.
Oh,
which
wow.
is absolutely brilliant. But we were on Waterfront for many years. And yeah, I don't know, it was a pretty awesome family. And the bands, two bands in particular that we used to play with a lot was Mass Appeal and Spunk Bubbles.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we were going to play Mass Appeal. Oh, my God. Yes. I don't know Spunk Bubbles at all, though. I'm a big fan of Mass Appeal.
You're going to.
Excellent.
You're going to because, again, I have an exclusive. They called it a demo, but me and Ray loved it. And I think they're trying at the moment to release it very soon. So keep your ears and eyes open.
Fantastic.
But, yeah, they were on, they released, I think, two records on Waterfront.
On Waterfront,
label.
Wow.
But before that,
I like how we're, it sounds like we're really organized now, doesn't it?
Look, everyone from that period will know this song. This is Deadheads by Mass Appeal, which was another band that we used to tour with constantly.
Amazing band.
Every show with them was a sheer joy.
Awesome. All right, well.
I think we played with them for nearly a decade.
So, oh, that's
and
amazing.
I loved every lineup, every, yeah, yak, yak, yak.
Awesome.
I'm getting gushy again.
I love it when you get gushy. It's great. It shows the passion that we got here, that we're bringing this music to other people. It's fantastic. So you'll listen to 2SER, Radiothon Time, 95149500.
You point at me, and when you point at me, I press play.
All right, here we go with Mass Appeal on 2SER.
All names and events in the following segment are purely fictitious. Any resemblance to anyone living or dead is purely coincidental. Roger Ramjet, Canberra.
Filthy, 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 fil
SCR 107.3 FM. It's the family reunion session.
Speaking of family reunions, that was Spunk Bubbles with a track called Action. That was never released.
Never released. I don't
believe it. Hopefully will be released one day. Me and Ray are pushing him to get it out there. I think it's pretty phenomenal rock and roll that needs to be available in every home. And
absolutely.
Maybe even taught at schools.
So, absolutely. So, yeah, so this was a recording done back in the day when they were kicking around, when you guys were playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, what, it's just sat unreleased all this time.
Yeah, it might have been done in 86.
Wow.
I'm terrible with, like, you know, if I was a historian,
yeah,
I'd be
sure.
The worst historian on the block.
Yeah. Well,
but
that's
definitely,
definitely
in the mid-80s.
Mid-80s is close enough. And, yeah, what a tragedy. That's just, did you know why it never came out at the time?
I think because by the time they signed to Waterfront, they had a bunch of new songs. And this happens a lot with bands.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
right.
Their first release was Metal Wench.
Yeah, right.
7-inch on Spunk Bob on Waterfront,
yep.
As I said.
Right. So they
did you like how I bumbled over my words then?
And then way better than me, I feel.
And then they put out a mini album straight after that. So
yeah, right. And so, yeah, as is the case so often with bands, right, it's like, oh, no, we're done with those songs now. We want to go on to these new ones that we've done. Well, that's great. I hope that it does see the light of day. I've noticed, you know, I think not only with Bandcamp, but with a bit of an, you know, archival interest in vinyl and stuff, a lot of things like that, that, you know, are finding a new audience and people are able to get into them. So that's...
But I think it's pretty awesome that, we see the drummer, Neil, and Peter Zunos, the guitar player. He's still very active now.
Yeah, right.
Does a lot of bluegrass and country and acoustic stuff. And,
wow.
He's played banjo on a couple of my solo stuff.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so you still get the chance to play with him after
man,
all these years.
It's unreal. Like, you know, 35, 36 odd years later, still
it's
making
unreal.
Music together.
You know, it's beautiful.
It's a feel-good story.
It is a feel-good story. Look, it's a story.
Which you get onto SCR, so why don't you subscribe?
Exactly. And, you know, that's what I was going to say. This is part of the beautiful rock and roll community that we have. You know, I talk about it all the time. when people, you know, are like, what are you still? I guess when I'm talking to my friends and stuff that aren't involved in playing in bands and that sort of stuff, you know, and it's like, it's hard to explain to people that, you know, all the friends and everyone I know in my life has pretty much come around, you know, through playing in rock and roll bands. And the, you know, the good friends that I still have are the people that I have played with, and they're scattered all around the country and all around the world now. But it's this, like, you know, it's an amazing sort of, it's an amazing connection that I feel really lucky to have. And one of the other, you know, big lucky connections that I was able to have was stumbling into 4ZZZ Radio, like I was saying before, and, you know, meeting all these great people in community radio and a bunch of the people.
That's a great station, yeah.
And a bunch of the people that I met there I'm still friends with. And now here we are, and I'm, you know, I've 10 years ago moved to Sydney and started to get involved here and have made a whole nother community out of it. So, you know, I can't talk up the importance of this stuff and what it's meant to me and it works with the, you know, same way it crosses over into the rock and roll world or into whichever kind of musical world you're in, I'm sure, you know. It's just an amazing, beautiful thing. A great way to become part of the 2SER family. Here's how
just,
I'm getting
just
there.
Just about God. To do that. God. You read my mind.
Is to become a subscriber. What's the phone number people can call, Blackie?
It's 9514-9500.
And we've got some amazing helpers, volunteers outside ready to take your call. We've got Max, Ash and Tony. Max is a long time 2SER. He's been a producer on Friday Drive for ages, but he's the hot tip is he started doing some graveyard shifts. They're amazing. Max is really into Japanese music and like a lot of the kind of
one of my favorite countries.
He's into a lot of that sort of the 80s pop stuff and a lot of the ambient stuff and all that kind of thing that they did. He'll explain it a lot better. I'm simplifying it.
You know, Japanese record stores are so crazy. There was a mall where they had, I don't know, about 20 different record, like almost, they look like pop-up shops.
Yeah, but they're there all the time, yeah.
You know, and you walk into a shop and it's like, oh, okay, what do you sell here? And it's like, oh, sir, we sell electronic music from 1979 to 1984 and nothing else. And it's like, man, I love you.
Isn't that amazing? I went to a record store in Tokyo that only sold 90s hip-hop 12-inch singles. So it's just like, it wasn't like, oh, try and find a record I like. It's like, try and remember what are my favorite, you know, what's my favorite 10, because they're going to be here. It was,
man,
just,
that's
what a country,
incredible.
Hey, it's insane. All right, so we've been playing tracks 9514-9500, subscribe to 2SER, chat to Max, Ash and Tony. We've just been listening to some incredible Australian punk rock, and we're going to listen to some more, I'm guessing.
Oh, we definitely are, but how about some fresh, exciting sounds of today?
Oh, that'd be it.
This
be
actually,
awesome.
Fair Dinkum, this just came out today.
Today? Well, this is how fresh you're getting it.
This is a band from Castlemaine. Is it Castlemaine or Castlemaine?
I think it depends what sort of school you went to.
Castlemaine then, mate. And this is a song off their new record, which is called, I don't even know what it's called.
It's so
but
new.
But I've got it. How about we play the track and then I'll figure out what it's called. But yeah, the band's called Dead, D-E-A-D, in capital letters, and they're incredible. They were formerly two-piece, now they're three-piece, two basses and drums, and it's savage.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear
it. Point the finger at me, so I press play.
Ready, set.
Point.
2SER 107.3 FM.
How was that? Some smooth segueing then.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Well, what was that?
That was from Canberra, the Mighty Pod People, who are in a studio as we speak recording their, I think this will be their third album proper.
Amazing. Amazing. Pod People. I love it.
Yeah. One of my guitar heroes, Josh. Actually, a lot of my favorite guitar heroes are from Canberra. Guitar players from Canberra love indulging in weed.
That's
and
true.
Sitting in their bedroom and practicing scales all day long. I don't know how they do it.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of similar in Hobart, right? There's a lot of great metal and stuff in Hobart because they spend a lot of time in their rooms just doing those. Because you must have to practice so much to be able to play that stuff.
Well, it's so cold down there.
What else are you going to do?
Go outside.
Yeah, totally.
God, I feel the cold at my age.
Absolutely. For those who have just joined us, you are listening to 2SER 107.3 in the throes of our Radiothon 2022, where we are asking people to subscribe to the station. For the next week, we are doing a special segment every 6 till 8 p.m., which is called the Family Reunions, where we're asking people who have either been at the station or have been a lifelong supporter of the station to come on the air and tell us a little bit about their experiences, tell us about what they're into, pick some music to play, and we are delightfully lucky today to be joined by Peter Black from the Hard-Ons, who's been going for the last hour and a half playing incredible Australian music of the punk rock and heavier varieties.
And there's been some, I don't know, has there? There's been some tuneful stuff.
Oh, there's been, well? it's been mostly tuneful as well, I would say. There's been some more. I think the I don't want to say softest song, but was the song we started with, your disco track from your, I thought was amazing.
Would you like to hear another one of my solo tracks?
I'd absolutely love to hear
I'm
another one.
I'm glad you said that. Did we script that?
it seems like we've just got this natural thing going here.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
What I did want to say before you do that, though, is, you do that first.
I would love to say thank you very much to Tony from Fairfield West for subscribing. Fantastic. You're in the draw to win that pillowcase, records, and a complete sprinkler system as well. I think you've got an offer.
As well. That's awesome.
Yeah, water cooler, sprinkler system.
Whatever you want,
general
basically.
General plumbing stuff. And have I got the air?
Yeah.
And a shout out to Jane for being groovy and phenomenal.
Jake. Thanks, Groovy Jane.
Groovy Jane.
We got 95149500 is the number to call. We've only got half an hour left of this very special family reunion, and then we'll be switching over to the new style on 2SER 107.3. FM, and it's just been a pleasure having you in, Blackie.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
I'm not saying goodbye yet, though, because we've got half an hour of killer tunes left to go. And yes, we're going to hear one of your songs now.
This is from my very first solo record proper, which was called Break Bed with the Monobrows.
When did that come out?
I don't know. I think I was trying to be clever, and then I look back on it, and it's like, you're not clever. Give up. But this song off that record, very first solo record, it's a bit clunky. I don't know. See how we go with this. It's called Incident at a RSL Club.
Oh, I love this track.
Here we go.
Listen up there, ladies and gentlemen. I do have an important announcement to make.
Yeah.
It seems the vocal group that we did have booked for this afternoon have had to cancel. Yes. It seems that their van has broken down. Now, look, manager was nice enough to ring from a payphone to inform us. Look, I know you're all disappointed. I think it was a fuel pump problem. Whatever, we will try and reschedule. It seems to me that that some of you people out there are not taking me seriously. I had to you that this was a free event in any case, so there's no need to talk about refunds. And might I add that we've always provided the best in tea and biscuits. The good stuff that comes in tins. Oh my goodness, this is really getting out of hand here. Oh, wait. Oh, how thoughtful. It seems that they've caught a taxi and they've arrived in any case.
Police haven't arrived here, I hope, at 2SER 107.3 FM.
I hope so too.
Oh, I've got to just find that one out, sorry.
Maybe it's a promise of a cooling system.
Yeah, that's right. It's
got a
bit out of the woodwork. You are listening to Peter Black on 2SER, playing a bunch of his tracks, playing a bunch of tracks that he loves, and we are asking for subscribers. And
we've got another one. We've got Jane Hughes from Stanmore. Man, she sounds like a really groovy...
Awesome work, Jane.
Awesome person, Jane. Thank you so much.
Thanks heaps for calling up. If you want to call up and be a 2SER subscriber and get a shout-out from Blackie, give us a call on 95149500. We've got about 25 minutes left, so there's plenty of time for you to get on there. Or if you are phone shy, as many of us are, 2SER.com. We've got Max, Ash, and Tony taking your calls for Radiothon 2022. Help keep us on the air at 2SER for another year so that we can do more of this. What do you reckon? Let's do more of this next year.
I reckon very much so. That mightn't be very good syntax, but I mean it.
I think it's called poetic license, as the poet you are.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Can we play more of your songs, or do you want to play someone else? It's up to you.
Let's play someone else's.
Okay.
I'd like to play a song actually by a band called The Dark Shadows.
Okay.
They are formed in Sydney, I think in 2005, roughly, and now maybe Brigitte. I'm from Punchbowl, so I don't say Brigitte, I say Brigitte.
Brigitte.
She might live in Germany, but they're in our hearts, they're still a Sydney/Australian band.
Absolutely.
And this is their new single called Sour Candy. And when I got this, I literally couldn't stop playing it for days.
Awesome.
Days on end.
Did you say it's a 7-inch?
Ah, yes.
Excellent.
Sour Candy.
Awesome.
7-inch all the way from wherever. You're pointing the finger at me?
Finger go.
Here we go.
Oh,
Oh, what happened there?
This is how
I love community radio.
This is how we go with community radio. We got too caught up in our conversation with Max there. Thanks.
Max is in the studio. Max, you should say hello as well.
Yeah, Max, can you tell us about the last
subscriber? Stop grimacing.
John says he wants to...
Yeah, that's right.
John Fenton, you should have tuned in earlier.
Okay, so yeah, thanks John Fenton for subscribing, but we've already played your track.
Yeah, it went down really well.
It did, I loved it. And
I loved it.
But here's a good idea, John can get on tomorrow, tomorrow, because I'm not going to do it tonight, and listen back to the broadcast of this at 2SER.com.
That's possible with today's technology?
It's totally possible with today's technology to hear it tomorrow. It's like having a time machine. And while he's at to it, well, he doesn't have to do that while he's at 2SER.com because he just called up to subscribe. But if somebody else wanted to go to 2SER.com to subscribe, then they could also do that and also listen back to this as well. That's sounding confusing, isn't it? Because you wouldn't have to do both. But...
I'm never not confused.
9514 9500. It is a good place to be. Is the number to call up now. Talk to Max or Ash or Tony, and they will take your details as you subscribe, and you can go into the draw for our very special prizes that we've got just for this show, which are several vinyl releases from Peter Black, as well as a t-shirt / pillowcase. If you're not XL, sprinkler but your system. Pillow is, there's no sprinkler system. I keep telling you this. We're gonna go to the what do they call it? The tribunal or something. I don't know.
The ombudsman.
The ombudsman, exactly.
The ombudsman.
What
a weird word. Who invented that word?
Certainly not me. It is 15 minutes until we're out of here. We're gonna play some music. What do we got next?
Let's play the wonderful Lipstick Killers with their phenomenal single, Hindu Gods of Love.
Awesome. I'm pointing at you now.
Point.
dresses, a taste of hair. Laugh at people who are staring at you. Laugh at me, baby, I'm staring too. Cause you're wild, I'm wild about you. You're wild, I'm wild about you.
On, sorry. To SCR 107.3 FM, the family reunions for our 2022 Radiothon. My name's Eddie Yates. It's been my absolute pleasure to be joined in the studio with Peter Black from the Hard-Ons, from Nunchucka Superfly, from the solo works of Peter Black. That's what I'm calling.
That was good syntax as well.
Thanks.
So I like using that word because I learned what it meant 3 weeks ago.
You've been really getting your value out of it since
yep,
you did.
Heaps.
I'm going to just do this one last time. So we'll give people one more chance to subscribe. So you've got 9514-9500. If you call right now, you can still be in the running for the prizes. We're about to announce in about 1 minute. So you're going to have to be really, really quick. Do it right now. And then as soon as we finish back announcing, we're going to say who the winners of our special prizes that Blackie's brought in for us tonight. But in the meantime, can you do a real quick back announce there, Blackie, for what we just heard?
We heard songs from the 80s, the 70s, and the 60s. From the 80s, we heard The Eastern Dark with the classic, timeless Julie's a Junkie.
Oh, my God.
And then, actually, we did skip a little bit. We went to the 60s before that with the absolutely unparalleled, savage, what the is this track by The Missing Links, Wild About You.
Oh, my God.
Like, there is no other song like that in the entire history of songs.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely incredible. And, of course, famously covered by The Saints.
Yeah.
But that version has just got a whole other thing going on, doesn't it? Holy cow.
Yeah. And I think reading that phenomenal book, which was named after that track, Wild About You, I think I learned that those guys were from the Bankstown area.
Oh, amazing.
Even if that's not true, I'm going to make it up and make it true because that's where I grew up and that feels pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then before that, the incredible Lipstick Killers with Hindu Gods of Love.
Awesome stuff. Thank you very much. All right, I think we're going to just have to call it. If there has been another sub, I'll sort something out for you. But can you read the first name of the people that are going to win these prizes?
God, who was first? God, we've got Glenn from Lilyfield.
All right, here's 1-1.
Okay, then we've got Neil from Leichhardt.
Neil from Leichhardt.
And then we've got Jane from Stanmore.
And Jane from Stanmore. Thank you very much for calling up and subscribing through the show. It's been, as I said, an absolute pleasure. I'm winding the clock down. I really want to hear this next song I'm going to do. Blackie, it's not going to be the last time we hear you on 2SER, especially your music, but hopefully we'll hear your voice on here before too
pleasure,
long as well.
Anytime.
Awesome, man. I can't wait to do it again. You're listening to 2SER. Please subscribe. The new style is up next. With the Wicked Bandit. It's going to be a fantastic show. And yes, keep listening to 2SER.
Song goes for 6 minutes.
Oh, do you not want to do it? I'm going to pull the mic back down. Are you going to do this one? All right, let's do this one.
Oh, hang on. Can we?
That's all right. We'll just do the start of it. Just do the start of it. Oh, we won't go over time. I'll fade it off.
God, this is one of the first records I ever brought. And this song, I don't know, never fails ever, ever to give me goose pimples.
You'll have to listen to the rest on your own time. But yeah, here we go. We're going to get a minute and a half of it.
You'll get the idea from the very first chord. Point your finger at me and I'll press play.
Go.